Now, here's the amazing thing. As I've watched men, I am amazed at how many men will stay after taking that car engine apart with that kitchen knife. No tools, no experience. And they're right there in the family, right there in the marriage, with all their problems, with all their issues and all their lack of training. But they haven't thrown that kitchen knife down and turned and walked away and just said, I've had it. This is stupid. Why should I, who it's all about man for manhood, they know in that world it's about competency and accomplishing what needs to be done. I mean, in their work world, they get it. Understand this, ladies. In their work world, in that environment, and they know that code of ethics, if you were to go to work with them and you were to watch your husband's secretaries or your husband's work associates talk with him, more than likely, they would give him great respect. One woman actually did that. One day she went to work with her husband, and she saw how his secretaries respected him. Called him Mr. So-and-so with great respect, and how the other men honored his skills and his abilities. When she walked out and got in her car, she wept because she realized how much she disrespected her husband. And you know what? I tell you what most of the cause of affairs is in the United States. It's because we have mixed. Women have gotten out of their place and they've gone to the work world. And when they go into the work world without those family responsibilities and those relationships, I can tell you what, if a woman at home, if the wife at home is disrespecting her husband, and the secretary or some lady that he meets out there is respecting him, what's the principle? Respect motivates love. That man, even though he doesn't want to, even though he knows better, respect is so powerful, he will be powerfully drawn to that other woman. And when he's powerfully drawn, what's amazing is the wife will then disrespect him and say to him, "What a jerk you are. How unloyal and unfaithful." And we could go on and on about that one. Not even realizing that maybe that wife has been on his air hose for about 2 or 3 or 10 or 15 years. And he finally found someone that respected him. He didn't want to be drawn to her. He had no desire to go that way. That wasn't his will. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't his real desire. It's just that that was his language and she spoke it. And at home, he never heard his native tongue spoken. Tell you what, have you ever been traveled internationally? It's an interesting thing happens internationally. I'm going to South Korea in January. And I've been in a lot of countries. And I can tell you what, when I get into a country and they don't speak my language, you almost quit listening. What's the use? They're not speaking your language. And then you're going through wherever you're going, and you hear, sitting over at a table, somebody speaking English. I tell you what you do. All of a sudden, you are drawn. You go, oh, I wonder where they're from. And you go over there and you go, hey, now all of a sudden now we're talking the same language. Wow, where are you from? And just immediately you're connecting and, you know, that's going on. Ladies, it's the very same way. If a husband is not hearing his native tongue at home, don't be surprised or upset especially if he hadn't heard it for years or days. Don't be surprised and don't be so quick to fault him and disrespect him when he's attracted to someone who is speaking his native tongue. Are you hearing me? I'm saying this because that's why God's Word said it. Because God knows your husband and He knows men. And He knows you need to be commanded to do it. You need to take this because it's the Word of God. Your basis for respect is not whether your husband deserves it. Your basis for respect is God's Word commands it. The second basis for respect is this. Focus on your husband's goodwill or his desire, not his actual performance. Now, you'll notice in that last part on that first page, because this is as far as I'm going, really. Did you notice it says the basis for unconditionally respecting your husband? How does unconditional and respect go with you? How does that strike you? Okay. How do those two terms strike you? Unconditional respect. How do these two strike you? Unconditional love. See, what's happened in our culture is we've missed this, and I think Emerson Eggerich really stresses this, and it's well done, is he says, you know what? We have completely missed, because of the feminism of America, we have said it's all about husbands loving your wives, wives loving your husbands. And this whole idea of respect isn't even talked about. But it's clearly here. And it's clearly about motivation for love, isn't it? And it's clearly a command. And that's because of the wisdom of God. Not only for, and catch this, not only for God's love for your husband, guess who it's mostly for? God's love for you. Because God wants you to experience His kind of love. What motivates His kind of love in your husband? Unconditional respect. It's for you. It's for your blessing. Now you may say this. I can hear some of you saying this. That is absolutely impossible. A man's sentiments, exactly, about unconditional love, like Christ loved the church. He hears that command and he goes, that's impossible. There's absolutely no way I can do that every single day, 24 hours a day. Wow. So what would you suggest he do with that, ladies?
Just do it.
We can understand that. What I tell you what, here's what it feels like to him. For most men in America, most of your husbands, so this is 99% of the men in America, did not have a father teach them how to love a woman. And their culture obviously didn't understand it. 99%, I'd be very surprised if there's a husband in this room that got trained how to love a woman with Christ's kind of love. By another man or a number of men. Even though he feels like all he's got to do this job of taking apart this car engine is with a kitchen knife, what would you expect him to do? You don't expect him to throw the knife down, do you? You expect him to do the best he could with that knife. And you will patiently endure it till he grows and finally figures out how to go get some other tools. That's what Elijah Ministries is all about, ladies. It's providing them more tools to do it. But even then, when he gets more tools, I'll tell you something, he doesn't know how to immediately use them. He may even be able to repeat the tools and tell you what the knowledge is. Just like, how many of you didn't know you're supposed to respect your husbands? No, you all know. But what were your tools? Were you trained? Like Alma started off with? What trained her to respect her husband? Her culture. Bad training.